His eyes are just gonna get dilated like halfway through.
Watch this.
Ripped in half. Movie. One star. We have no intro. Nope.
Laugh every time we hear that. I forgot it ended so abruptly.
Yeah.
I thought it went into the ripped in half intro.
I had to find a way to like remix that and loop it around and stuff.
And send that to me and I'll throw it in there. Throw the file in there and I'll add the ripped in half intro.
Anyways, welcome to One Star Films.
One Star Films, yes, where we basically it's just commentary.
Yeah, we watch a movie and talk over the movie. And
you know what I would do there?
You can listen while we talk.
I talk about how it fights with the director.
Yeah.
All right, then. Okay, so today, what's up? I'm Jason.
I'm Steve.
I'm Ryan.
What? We couldn't hear that. Can you speak a little louder? Sure.
Outrageous.
I'm Ryan.
As bad as Eric.
It's like Corbin and fucking Fifth Element. Pretty much.
Yeah.
Hey, we should echo him if he's going to only say very, very little. It's like everything just reverbs out. But anyways, this is Steve's stepson.
Son, yeah, my son.
Stepson.
16-year-old.
Son-in-law. Son-in-law. It's not stepson. Son-in-law.
Yes, because he's married to my daughter.
Exactly. That's how it works, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's my son.
I don't know family law, Steve.
No, obviously not.
What do I look like, a lawyer? I know I wear a business suit to the show every day.
Yeah.
You know,
show up a little fancy. Some overdressed, in my opinion.
I know, I do. Just to come to do the show. It's fucking great. Insane. You know, sometimes I see going out as an occasion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like going out to dinner. It doesn't matter if it's McDonald's.
Like Sunday family or Denny's and stuff.
Or a nice fancy restaurant.
Yeah. You know, dress up when you're going to fly.
I do.
Yeah.
I wear my fedora then.
That's an occasion.
Wear my hat, my briefcase.
Yes.
That's my carry-on. Carry my clothes inside a briefcase.
yeah. No roach today.
Well, maybe, but I think I chewed him out enough that he says, fuck it, I'm not coming.
Yeah. Last minute quitting again.
That's more pissed me off that he just didn't say, like, hey, I'm not going to be here next week. He told me that. I'd be okay. Get a plan for another third person.
It irritates you last minute because
only I can do that last minute.
Now you have to decide, do I want to drink as much and just have to crash here or drink as much and have to walk home? Damn it, he was my ride.
That is another factor that does annoy me very much.
I know that.
But putting that on him, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to make him feel guilty.
Yeah.
It's his fucking fault.
It is.
I know. And again, the original factor is if he said something earlier, none of this would happen.
True.
All he had to say is like, hey, you know, I don't like going to One Star.
You know, it's even worse of the fact that we plan on starting early. Then he says he's not going to be here till after 11. So I got to start later than we planned. And then last minute, I'm not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
What a dick.
Oh, I have some plan. My interpretation was that I won't make it after 11 will eventually become I'm not coming. Which is probably right. Which has happened many times. So it's all right.
Yeah.
So the first 5 minutes of the show is us shitting on fucking Roach.
And deservedly so.
Yes. What's the movie we have today?
Cherry 2000.
Oh, yes. About a man finding the hard drive to a sex robot.
Does that have anything in a post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah, it's the name of his sex robot.
Yeah. Cherry. It's Cherry 2000. She, yeah,
that's her model number.
And this is a one-star film, you said?
It is for us.
So what is the actual rating on the film?
Actually, we couldn't find it on.
Yeah, you can't find it anywhere.
Well, what's the IMDb rating?
5.4. Wow, out of 10. Okay.
What
no.
the fuck? So, like, it's half shit.
You got to talk into the mic.
It's half shit.
Basically. I know it's hard to follow those directions when you're stoned.
You put it down. So
no, Jace put it down.
Well, you need to talk in the top part.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's made for only vocals, so it's not going to capture anything else. So none of this works.
All right. So that's what, I'm assuming that's why you're holding it.
Yes.
Okay.
That's condenser. That's why he's holding it. Yes.
All right.
When you get the music base, you'll learn about condenser mics later.
Okay, go on with your question. What were you asking?
I don't even remember.
Okay. So it's a post-apocalyptic world. He's a rich man looking for love.
No, he already has love. He's in love with the sex robot. And then she malfunctions. And then he has to go get a new chip for her. In the Wild Wild West. That's 2017.
It sounds like a Twilight Zone short.
Oh, yeah, that is like the guy who's trapped on that desert planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something similar to that.
It's a guy. Well, he's the one he's referring to, or trying to. It's an episode where a man is trapped on prison planet, where basically they just sent it's a cruel unusual punishment where it sent prisoners to just small little planets to live on alone forever. And one of the guys who felt bad for him gave him a sex robot too.
No, oh, Jesus. Yeah.
And he built her, and he fell in love with her and started thinking she was real. And then they actually pardoned him, and they had to say, well, you got to go. It was like, well, we don't have enough room for like 15 pounds. Like, all right, I'll me, her, and I only need a couple things. It's like, fine. It's like, no, you ain't taking her. And like, and then even the guys who was part of the crew don't even know he brought, that guy gave it to him. She's like, who the fuck is this shit? And he starts to go like, no, she's real. She's real. And the fucking guy just shoots it.
Oh.
Yeah, he shoots in the face. Like, he literally shoots in the face.
Oh.
And it's still saying his name, like all recorded. Like, Corbin. Fuck, I was there.
Looking for love in all the wrong places.
It's the only place he had. He was on a planet. He gave him a car, too, and on that episode. He gave him a car, sending him pieces one at a time.
Wow.
Yeah. I wonder what the first piece he gave him.
I know, huh?
It's just a tire.
So.
It's a license plate of things to come.
Cherry 2000 came out February 1988.
Oh, that's where the hit movies come from. The early months of the year.
Yeah.
Just past all the Oscar nods.
It's rated PG-13. Top 5 bill.
In 80s, PG-13 is still like R at times. Depends what film you're watching.
Well, I mean, you get 16 Candles, it's PG, and it's got full frontal nude.
I think there's
complete with
g-doom Revenge sound. Of the Nerds, I think, is still PG. And they raid a sorority.
They technically rape a girl.
Yes, and he rapes a girl by pretending to be the boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Bad News Bears is PG-13, and they say the N-word a bunch of times, and kids say it. And that's in the trailer.
Kids are drinking beer and smoking.
That's in the trailer.
I know. Oh, simpler times. Simpler times.
Casual racism.
That's right. Yeah. So, again, wow. Okay, so the fifth one here is going to be interesting and funny when we get there. So, top 5 bill cast for this. David Andrews.
As the lead character, Sam Treadwell.
Jennifer Balgobin.
Glory
Balgobin?
She is second billed as Glory Hole Clerk.
Marshall Bell.
She is the person you talk to before you go into the glory hole?
I guess. Harry Carey Jr.
Oh, Harry Carey. Good Harry Carey up in here.
And the funniest,
that's what that term came from, right? From this movie?
The funniest one of all, Lawrence Fishburne. This is back when he was still Cowboy Curtis.
It's 88, right?
Yeah.
He's trying to break out into films.
Yeah, he's glue lawyer.
As I'm going to break out of this Pee Wee gig. I got a film role coming up.
Oh, shit. He's credited as Larry Fishburne.
This seems like a favor.
Yeah.
And who's Cherry?
Oh, yeah. Good question. Cherry 2000, Pamela Gidley.
I want to find out who she is. Never seen her in anything else after that.
Well, let's find out real quick.
It makes sense.
Cause no, she looks familiar.
It comes weird when, you know, occasionally they never update the picture on IMDb.
She's in Mafia and Little Vampires. Paramount Records.
Paramount Records?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Twin Peaks, The Closer, CSI, Land Speed, Luster, Puzzle, True Blue, Goodbye Casanova, Liars Park.
Anything you'd recognize off the bat?
I do remember Little Vampires.
I know there's a song called that.
Yeah. It was
it's a band called that.
And that big-headed kid from Tom Cruise movie.
The big-headed kid?
Talking about the brains.
All right.
The kid who's got, like, grew up and became ridiculously fucking buff.
Oh, man. Take it, Ryan. You know it.
I know it. I just want to, like, throw out weird things instead of his name.
Oh.
Well, that's not Stuart fun. Little.
Michael J. Fox?
Yes.
That's what you're talking about, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
She was in an episode of MacGyver. Anyway, so she's in a lot of stuff.
Well, good for her. And finally, really, the other main character is Melanie Griffin. She should be, like, billed second in this cast role of IMDb.
She's seven. That's hello. Maybe this is early career Melanie Griffith, I think.
Well, it's early career Lawrence Fishburne as well, so I think he should be ranked lower.
Well, you know,
I need a noise for this, huh?
Affirmative action. Right?
I don't think that happened yet in the Reagan years.
It happened before the Reagan years.
Really?
I think so, yes.
And more people should have came a lot longer way.
That made no sense.
Yes. Affirmative action is going on for a long time now. You think they make some headway.
Should have gotten a lot longer away.
That's another way of saying it.
Sure.
That's how I would have put it, but, you know, I had to break it down for you.
Ah, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So, without further ado, we're going to commence with Cherry 2000.
All right.
A movie we're not actually streaming. We're playing...
We bought it.
Yeah. So, we're playing it straight on the computer.
Straight from a VHS tape, because no one has it anywhere else.
So yeah, as soon as we hear the tone, I'm going to double click to hit play, and we're going to commence.
We'll use a text tone.
A text tone this time, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's try.
They.
That's not your phone. You I like what? To see a bunch of people listen. Check their phone.
That tune, I like that right there. I like that tone. It's like, you know, you're having sex with a sex robot. You just finished. You filled her up. And so, ding, you know, she's finished. Job's done. Time to clean her out.
Wait a minute. Does that mean it came? Okay, let's say
sure,
like,
why not?
You're going at it with your sex robot.
Uh-huh.
And then while mid-pump, it just does. And then it stops and just shuts down.
You know, it's even better is when that happens, like the eyes flash too.
Self-cleaning commences. Yeah. And just flushes itself. You have to pick it up and take it outside really, really fast. Otherwise, it's going to just flood your bed. Just soap comes everywhere. Soap comes out of every orifice of it.
This is gross. You have to like... No. To self-clean it, you still have to plug a hose to it, like connect a hose, turn it on.
That like way if I own a trailer, like an RV?
Yeah.
Like when you have the sewer septic tank. And an RV?
Yeah, so you still have to, like, you know, connect the hose up to it. She's got a little port in the back, you know. It's like spread the cheeks, screw it in. There you go.
Is that where the hole will be?
That's right.
I forget there'd be some compartment out that, like, comes out the side of the body.
Maybe try.
He has an old model.
Yeah. Well, anyway. That's why it's in the back part, because, you know, he didn't spring for the extra anal capability.
She still runs on diesel.
Yeah, that's right. You know, she's got that ripcord in her side. He's like...
Oh, it's not the crank. It's not the crank anymore.
No. He's at least got the ripcord.
You need someone to put a crank in her spine and crank it up 10 times so it backfires and then starts up. And is ready to go back to sex.
I can picture the backfire too. A little diesel cloud right out from the back.
What if she makes a steam noise if it gets too hot? Like a train. Anyways, well, we're going to start the film, and when you hear this is a lay. There's gonna be delay. There we go. I gotta push it twice.
Well, once I hear that, that's when I double click.
Okay, I gotta push it twice, so I know I'm ready.
Okay, so without further ado, your robot keeps coming, sir. Cherry 2005.
You fucked into a coma.
3, 2, 1.
Yeah, why are you counting down if you don't have the movie prompt?
Because as soon as you hit ding, I'm double clicking to fire it up.
To what? You wouldn't have a prompt.
It's right here, sir.
Oh, okay. Okay, there's going to be delay.
Can regardless. Okay, we're going to cut the last countdown. You know, Houston had a problem. They had to delay. I think now we're about to get our sex bot on. Yes, are we ready?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Cherry 2000 in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And then start Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, look. It's an Orion product.
Does Orion exist? I think it's been shut down for years now.
Yeah, like, you know, I was thinking, like, you don't see Orion anymore.
No.
I get surprised still when I see Amblin. Even though I know that's Spielberg's company, I'm still surprised when I see it.
I see an Ubu.
Ubu?
Good dog.
Oh, yeah. Sit, Ubu, sit. Good dog. Yeah, even when Ubu was a thing, I still rarely saw it.
It's Family Ties. The end of Family Ties. Everyone saw that. I think even Cosby had the end of that.
You know, there's still a lot that, like, I get surprised when I see. Like, New Line, occasionally I do see something from that. And I'm surprised when I do. It's like, they're still around?
Like, I think you're probably watching still an old movie, though.
Maybe. I don't know. Wow, the post-apocalypse looks great.
It looks like Chicago.
Ooh, Chicago.
Here's our hero.
Well, I guess if it's Chicago, then you'd never really tell if it's modern or post-apocalypse, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It all looks the same.
She needs to get a lip wax. It's so authentic.
I know, huh?
You get to them.
You know, it's an
someday she'll have a baby.
It's an oddly shaped belly button for a robot.
It's a robot, so it would be perfect. What the fuck's he driving? You know, I see these novelty cars.
Did he just drive on his lawn?
I think he has gravel.
That looked like
for
weird,
a driveway.
That looked like grass that was just mowed down. He so doesn't look like his IMDb photo.
This is not. Yes, he looks 30 years younger.
Yeah, he almost looks like Charlie Sheen. No, not Charlie Sheen. Emilio Estevez. That's what I was
saying. No, not even that.
Yeah, he kind of did.
No, he does not.
Yes, he did.
These for me?
Uh-huh.
Oh, pretty.
Matter of fact, yes, they are.
Yeah.
I picked your favorite.
Mm. Well, shit.
Would you like to open the wine?
She cooks, here. Too.
It's a great year.
Sorry, did they live Blake. Underground?
Where were you? I was getting worried.
Some hot shot tractor. They brought a big order of spark plugs and percussion caps.
Yeah, Heinz is still a thing.
Which were all bunged up.
They probably bought up
rusted
every food corporation.
Rusted like carrots.
I can't wait to get Heinz and aluminum. Oh, I thought the Heinz was in that aluminum can.
Oh.
That's what I thought you were referring to.
You're welcome, Sam.
So this is where Budweiser got that idea.
Exactly.
Yeah. Those are nice glasses.
Crystal. Although Crystal. He's getting a hamburger for dinner.
Hamburger, french fries, and lime
a
beans.
A plain hamburger. And what are those?
That looks like
green beans. It's green beans and fries.
They look like lima beans.
Yeah, they're green beans.
No, those are lima beans.
All right, we need to stop this and go on to IMDb and find out whether or not this is fucking lima beans or not.
I want to know if that's like early Burger King burger right there.
I don't know. I give up.
No, you know, it looks like one of those burgers you get. You go to the dollar store and they come in that box. You microwave it. That's what that looks like.
I've never done that.
I have. They're all right. I usually go for the cheeseburger, though.
Dessert? I've always wanted to do that with White Castle. Yeah. Until I actually ate White Castle and found out it tasted exactly like how those microwaves, how I thought those microwave ones would taste.
I like those microwave ones, though.
They taste like A&PM.
Jerry?
I don't think.
What's wrong, honey? You okay?
How are you possibly getting depressed?
No, no. She's having an emotional crisis.
Kiss me.
Activate sex program.
Well, I think at this point, we're not supposed to know she's a robot.
Yeah, it's true.
That's a weird washing machine. And faulty design, too.
Well, in the future, they know what to do.
I don't think you're supposed to get them wet like that. You know, electronics and water, they don't mix well.
This is the future. They probably had robots for years. It started off as, like, you know, maids.
Future robots for years. This takes place a year from now.
Once you get less lifelike, it's obviously they've been pretty advanced. They eventually fixed the waterproof problem back when it was still like all met. Oh, wait a minute, never mind.
Personally, I'd have been jumping off her to make sure I didn't get shocked.
See, instead of that ding that I did, that's what it does when you fucking fill it up.
Why is he surprised?
I killed it.
You had her on the floor making out while your sink was flooding your house.
I like how it makes a winding down noise.
Yeah. I think the motors of servos yeah. are slowing. I don't get it. If it's making that noise then, like, how come it didn't make any noise when it was running?
I was like, if it came to life suddenly and gave him a prophecy.
You must go to the dark place. Or like has some weird knee-jerk reaction, accidentally knees him in the balls.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Well, she sure took a lot of water.
Wait, so you tell me these robots are designed to be able to take it? A lot of spooge, but not water.
Sorry, kid. Totally.
It probably has a special
meltdown.
Catch for that. That's why.
Come any finer
special
than
catch
this.
And release.
Level of response, sensitivity.
Boo.
No, I'm thinking more like
it's a thing of the past.
Yeah, like a brass instrument where it's got like a spit valve.
Exactly. She wouldn't.
Well, you know I wouldn't let you get away with that.
You ejaculate into her and it comes out.
Now you got her basic memory right here. Her vocal patterns, reflex action, personality.
Oh, back when everyone thought micro discs were going
to
be a thing.
You do know how I rare that. And valuable this is.
What was the key one with that? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Escape from New York.
I know.
Escape from L.A.
Yeah.
New York was the cassette tape. Like Escape from L.A. had the one with the dot on it.
Romantic. Yep.
Most of these birds
I'm surprised, though. Like, okay, this is in the 80s and they're showing a micro disc. Shouldn't it have like been encased in plastic? Like those.
Well, they were trying to surpass the original floppy disk drives, the floppy CDs.
No, I was saying, because even back then, all CDs were still encased in plastic.
And they look like floppy disks, but they had that little slot, the right slot on there.
Well, no, there, it's all like.
Look, Robbie the Robot.
Oh, shit.
Well, what am I going to do?
The one from the day there is still.
Yeah.
Just let me show you a couple of things. Now, this is our Bambi 14 model. Brand new, never been used. Coming up is
yeah.
our Cindy 990.
Comes complete with cat.
Strictly domestic, actually. Housework, taxes, ugh. Things like that.
So that 90s one actually is very accurate.
Now, if I read you correctly,
it had an Apple Macintosh
I think you're
there.
For something with a little more spunk.
Spunk isn't exactly the word. It's more kind of intangible.
I love how like their little weird car thing has a members-only like
drive,
rope
pelvic
thing
roll.
To separate
this
them.
Is when Detroit still cared. Sam? Sam?
Wait, so these are made in the car manufacturing capital?
Yeah, I guess they switched from robot from cars to robot.
Well, you know, the car market started declining.
Sam. Look, give me a little time. I'll check around.
That's maybe because he keeps calling him Sam, he does look like Sam Rockwell.
No.
Yes, he does look like Sam.
I mean, like, if they were to do a remake with this, I could see Sam Rockwell playing the role. But no, he doesn't look like Sam Rockwell.
Sam Rockwell. Just the Great White Hype? Sam Rockwell?
Workers today need to think twice before throwing things away. Toaster ovens, steam irons, blow dryers, whole families are pitching in. The result is plain.
I guess we're recycling for the war.
Yeah.
Next year. In 1 year from now.
Shortages. Please check your area for any serviceable manufacturing goods.
That's a return of recyclables.
The
I think
red
he
zone is for magnesium and silver carbide recyclables only. Please have your reclamation credit form ready for processing.
I would like if a row of people at the recycling place here in Highland were all in suits.
I love how that old
Sambo,
how that like a row of tweakers, that real Sambo. Old model
five
robot.
Champ, closing time. We're heading
had a car full
blue
of recyclables
blue.
Too.
Tag along.
No, thanks.
Hey, drinks are on Bill.
He's wearing a Levi suit.
What's the matter, Sam? You look kind of pale. You pale or something?
I hate the Club Blue Club.
We can go somewhere else.
The Quick Cat Club.
Boombo.
The Wink Wink. The Dotted Line.
They're all the same.
Actually, look like see, Bill's got a hot date with
the one in the maroon looks like a bad 1950s vacuum salesman.
Been trying to land that fish for 5 weeks.
Come on, guys.
Oh, I wish you could rewind because you missed something really awesome.
Oh.
That guy had some weird fucking tongue thing. Like,
strength in numbers.
Look at me right now. Like he did that, the guy, right when he took the drink, he did the guy in the burgundy shirt.
Sector 5.
Sector 5's a lost cause.
Hey, pack it in and have a drink, pal. Working too hard.
Have two drinks.
So your robot is gone, pal. Why don't you try some real women?
Take 5. Take 10. Get away from the plant.
Okay. Let's do it.
The Clue Clue Club.
This is it, Sam. Flesh and blood.
All you gotta do is a little paperwork, some song and dance, and then you're home free.
Women, Sam. real women.
You gotta do paperwork to get into a club?
Yeah, check this out. It's actually really interesting how they perceive the future. They basically took 90s, like 80s corporate into relationships in real world situations.
Wow.
Like, you know, because like this futuristic sim, like 80s corporate just out, like kept going. You lowered it a tad.
Like,
two notches. Like, not even that much. Yeah, it's cool.
Looks hot. Let's get it down on paper.
Ryan, you've been quiet all this time.
Now you stick your tongue in my client's mouth and I'm gonna sue your ass off.
It's mostly doodles of cats. I already looked.
Hot.
That's funny. You stick your tongue in my client's mouth, I'll
see. This means Steve.
This means Steve, really?
I think that's Steve.
Okay, it might not be you.
Yeah. I met him here last month.
I think she's just showing what she can offer.
Really? Yeah. Shocked.
Then you gotta do paperwork with a lawyer.
Don't you have something to show me?
Yeah. You know, this is actually kind of how a lot of the feminists in college want things to be done nowadays.
I think this was also a Chappelle bit.
What in the hell's the matter with you?
Yeah. Where you had a contract. Remember a sex contract?
Yeah.
Sex contract. That was a Chappelle bit, right?
Sorry.
No, but again, that's what a lot of like the safe spacers in college want now.
Things. Asshole.
South Park made fun of that, remember?
Yeah.
The consent forms?
Yeah.
The bros had the consent forms. There's Fishburne! Fishburne!
Larry Fishburne.
Oh, he's a lawyer.
Yeah, he's cuckoo.
Larry Lawyer Fishburne?
Yeah.
Right, so we'll say a dinner, complete sexual encounter, full penetration, optional.
I think this is when he's pulling away from Cowboy Curtis, because he's not the dreadlocks.
You know, I personally thought it would be nice.
I don't think that was his real hair.
Oh.
I think he was wearing a wig.
My lawyer better
see
this one. For instance, the oral clause here seems a little sticky.
It's a minor point. We can work it out in bed.
Hey, you work it out in bed, because I'm not going to be there. No deal, no feel.
It's horrible. Foley fucking soda sip.
Yeah.
Oh, he just plugged it into his fucking Amazon Fire Stick controller? I'm trying to think of the words as I'm saying them.
I know.
You hungry? I fixed your favorite.
Why does he still have it?
What do these things have in common?
I have no idea.
Do you think there's futuristic bed sheets that were plastic?
That would be horrible.
It'd just be sweaty.
Hey, I see her breathing. I saw her chest rise.
He's elongating the fucking soap scene.
See, look, you can see her breathing. I am totally out of this now. I'm not finding this believable.
I'm sorry, kid. Total internal.
I'm sorry, she's not a real robot.
Bingo, Sam. I heard of a tracker who'll go into Zone 7. He'll get you a Cherry, same make, right down to the year and model number, right down to the eyelashes. You stick in her memory chip and you got your girl back exactly the way you had her before. And there's a tracker bar out at Glory Hole. Drive out there, find yourself a tracker named Johnson. Good luck, Sam.
Hey, go find a Johnson in the glory hole.
Yeah.
They're having so much fun with this, Ratty.
Oh, they have to. They have to.
They know this movie is ridiculous as fuck. I wonder if this is based off of some sort of movie or a book or short story.
You would think.
Like a novella you find in a sex shop.
Adobe Flats, Soda City.
It's no different than Mad Max. That means Soda City only does soda. And like, did you know Bullet Town? Glory Hole? You know what's in that town. You know, I want to take a gif of that Glory Hole hotel sign, though.
I saw
post
Pat
it up next
Boone,
time I'm in town.
I saw Pat Boone, Rooster Cogburn. I couldn't figure out who the third one was. Is that a car with a cannon? It's like a net launcher, that's what it is.
They got horses in town. Basically, they just left L.A. and came to I.E.
Yeah, that's a net launcher on that. That's a fucking rocket launcher. Dude, I want a car with a rocket launcher. That's awesome.
So envious of the future. One year from now.
Okay, good to see that, you know, personal guns still exist next year. That's good.
Oh, this is after Trump gets elected, Steve.
Okay.
This is what the world is now.
I'm behind this so far.
I believe in women's rights. We have to have a contract whenever you have sex with any woman.
Oh, no. That's a Hillary thing. So,
It's a corporate attitude, though, so I figure it's
how
more
the hell
a Trump
would they get a cat inside that water jug?
Easy. Like, who wouldn't want that?
Name's Treadwell.
Don't get me wrong.
First, he started as a kitten. We run just like everyone else.
Like things. Doing wrong. It's interesting, but how? Can't bring robot in how after 11. Do they do that? We got big selection of fresh. I mean, film wise, I know there's no bottom on. They just stuck it over the cat, but like, the concept. It's supposed to be a cat in a jug.
Need a hat. Like, oh wait a minute.
Well, I have seen him in other stuff.
Where I've seen a guy who looked like him, but it wasn't him.
No, I've seen him in other things. Oh no! You know what? He was the big dude in the prison for Tango and Cash. That was trying to get him.
Mm-hmm.
That's him. Yeah, he's from Tango and Cash. That's where I know him from.
He looks like Bruce Campbell in Escape from L.A. when he's the surgeon.
Yeah.
With all the, you know, all the facial features all enhanced a little more.
Yeah.
It looks like that to me. That's when you're done with her. She dinged. That's why she's outside that door.
You know, so far, I've seen a couple people in here that I'm like, they did a remake of this. I could totally see Woody Harrelson playing some of these roles.
Oh, yeah. He'd be all for this type of movie. If it's written correctly and funny, yeah, I think he'd be great in this. Oh, you're trying to look for a tracker? I know where to find. And just starts rambling on about something and loses sight.
Mm-hmm.
We still got big old satellite dishes.
Damn.
I got a wind catcher in the background. What a weird thing to see. Sure, just come into my home. It's weird how like a lot of shows, like someone trying to look for somebody to help them, they just walk into their business.
Yeah, huh?
And they come, like always the person appears out of nowhere creepily. But like the first thing they do is instantly walk in unannounced. I'm looking for somebody, hello? And like they just come in some creepy place, anybody all mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
Assholes. I want to do business with that guy. See? Like, it didn't even seem like he was going to rob her.
I just want to talk to you.
He was just looking for somebody.
For a job.
Yeah.
Who are you? Sam Treadwell. From Marina High.
Sam Treadwell. He ends up falling in love with her. Johnson.
You know, when I first started watching this movie, I thought she was Molly Ringwald a little bit more grown up.
Man, she was cute in the 80s.
What the?
And again, I have a thing for gingers too. Zone, so.
She's just Pippi Longstocking.
Yeah.
I can distinguish between poisonous and non-poisonous reptiles. And
why is she like trying to sound all like sexy and seductive while tying him up and saying this to prove herself?
Oh, because she's a terrible actress.
Well, that makes sense.
Maybe I was.
I totally see it now.
Rash. I want an Ignity sweater.
Now, what is it you want?
I was trying to figure out if it said like Ignity or if it's Dignity, but her arm was covering the D.
All I saw was Ignity, so I want an Ignity sweater.
Yeah.
She's a Cherry 2000. I want you to go into Zone 7 and get me one just like her.
This isn't a dating service.
Yeah, it just no. If you had a guy come to your business with that mission, you're like, are you fucking for real?
You want me to go into a danger zone to find you a fuck doll?
Risk my life taking you there for your fuck doll?
Yeah, huh. That money must be pretty damn good.
The money must be good, but yeah, at the same time, I've not respected you the entire trip we're doing this.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Come on, fuck doll boy. Wait a minute. That's all you'd be called the entire time.
Pretty much.
We have more fun chewing on razor blades and dribbling around.
Ooh, nice silhouette.
Oh, fire.
Nipple silhouette.
Wow.
What do you mean, we?
Back when silhouettes were good.
I'm not going anywhere. I hire you to go in. That's the deal. You bring her back.
Like the ones I did.
But yeah, I would like totally be Rooster Cogburning him the whole time. We call it the graveyard.
You are what? Burning him the whole time?
Rooster Cogburn.
Okay. I don't know what that is.
True Grit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Forget it.
I never saw True Grit.
Think I'll find this guy.
Neither of them?
Neither of them.
Oh, good movies.
I've had them on my computer for a while and decided not to watch them.
The new one and the old were. They're
look how she drinks
great.
That Dasani.
She's got messy sex hair.
Well, because she doesn't ding when she's done.
Okay, wait. So, he goes to a town called Glory Hole looking for Johnson and ends up at the Sinker.
He's looking... Yes.
Okay.
That's the only motel in town. Oh, no, wait, the Glory Hole Motel's there.
And it's nothing but dudes.
Look, the the Who's are there.
It's, yeah.
The Who gang is there.
Who are you?
It's the gay bar for the Glory Hole.
Sam Trevor.
They all look like Doctor Who's. Except for Bowie over here.
They look like Doctor Who's if they all formed the Cure.
Lester caught him out in Zone 7 and cut off
his hands. I love these hats.
And then he bled.
Yeah.
Where are you from, mister?
Anaheim.
He looked like he
was ready to... We got ourselves a Californian.
He looked like he's ready to laugh no matter what city he said.
I know. He looked like a bad extra.
He barely said before he's laughing at his face.
That dude looked like a bad extra from Caddyshack.
Rum. 151.
Yeah. Rum. I'll drink to that.
And a crawler.
He's doing shots at 151. More Marilyn, both of us.
Yeah.
And a crawler. I assume he's gotten a donut and a 151 shot.
Two bits, Anaheim.
25 cents? 25 cents for a shot in 2016?
17.
He said two bits. Oh, 2017. Okay,
I want to know what a hell of a crawler is. Which
he didn't get, apparently.
No.
Unless it was that half-eaten shit right there.
Furthermore, that seemed like a blind black dude with a green beard.
Well, he knew it was Anaheim.
Yeah, well, he did announce it.
He's not that blind.
He announced it.
What does it mean the first guy coming to you is fucking Anaheim?
I do odd jobs.
He's blind. He has good... check on voices. He heard him say Anaheim.
Don't be flat.
Won't matter anyway.
Sit down.
I know.
Have a drink. And a donut.
And a donut.
Did you want to see Jake?
Yeah, I just had a crawler. This place just serves donuts and beer and whiskey.
And donuts look like they're Play-Doh.
Oh, don't
for
worry
sure.
about Earl. He's deaf as a doorknob.
I like this
to zone seven.
Absurd
zone
land.
Seven.
I know him from other movies,
That's
too.
Right.
But he plays the same
what
type of guy.
Wanted?
Usually.
I like this absurd land. People, look how they're dressed.
I know. They're all dressed like weird.
It's not even post-apocalyptic. In a like they have some sort of... I can't explain what they're fucking wearing. It's crazy.
It's like a weird mix of steampunk and something else.
Cherry 2000. Vavu.
Steampunking. It's like steampunking glam.
Not even steampunk. Steampunk doesn't exist yet.
No, no. It's got like...
It didn't exist
weird,
yet.
A weird,
steampunk is brown.
It has
and
like a weird tone of that.
Steampunk runs by magic and steam.
I know.
And brown colors and brass. None of those are present.
You know, it's like gay Mad Max.
You got
that's
the money
what
on you now?
That's steampunk. That's not the same thing.
It's Mad Max glam. Is what it is.
I saw,
but instead of like wearing Mad Max, they're wearing as little as possible. These guys are just like throwing on layer upon
Earl,
layer.
You stay here. Hey, Mr. Trent.
I like these bad hats. These just horrible, horrible hats for people.
Jake's alive.
It's apocalyptic pimp.
He just don't like publicity.
That's what it is.
Yeah, Zone 7's a tough place. You should see the way they carry on out there. People staying up all night playing Twister. Reverting to their animal nature.
So where are we going?
I'm taking you to see Jake.
Where is he?
Jake's
dead. He's got an 86 on the back of that.
Jake's dead. Get him, Skeeter.
I didn't mean you, Weevil Brain. Now pick that up.
He dropped his gun.
God, you make me sick.
Call his dumb ass a Weevil Brain.
And the cartridges, too, while you're at it.
Menu.
I thought he couldn't hear too well.
I read lips.
This guy's funny.
Got the money.
This guy's the best, funniest person so far in this movie.
I know.
Unless you're gonna want that chance.
Shut up, Earl. I'm searching.
I just realized Mr. Fancy Pants there is not wearing an undershirt under that button up. Oh, that's a flimsy shit. That's just bad fashion.
That's a weird running scene. It's just a weird running scene.
Where was the cat?
There's always a cat, and somehow Meow is more than my cat.
Yeah.
Hey, Johnson.
He just casually calls it like, hey, I still want that job offer?
You got the job.
I no longer have a gun or bullets
That's
or money.
What I figured.
Man, she was hot back then.
That voice works, but it doesn't work in many ways. Look at that Mustang.
I know. I'm just like eyeing that. That's Beautiful car.
Okay, let's just get a few
Not
things
too many people do that to a Mustang, though.
No. I do the tracking.
I know.
You just sit there and don't touch anything.
Fine. Let's just get out of here.
This is making some really weird sounds for being a simple Mustang.
What does half this shit do in a Mustang? Well, I guess it has futuristic parts on it because it's still 2017.
Okay, but again, all she's doing is she's now pulling the e-brake. Why would you pull the e-brake? Is she driving a car or flying
no,
a jet?
No, she's having it ready to launch.
Well...
It's called launch mode. They have it in supercars.
Yeah, okay.
And, you know, really worked up cars. So I guess you turn on launch mode.
Guarantee all that noise it just made throughout the rest of the movie, it's not going to be nowhere near as noisy.
There we go. Also, it just...
No, see?
It takes...
Now we're in the now we're, like, next to this car and in the cockpit. It's nowhere near that loud.
Well, it's only for the launch, and the launch is cool.
Mostly.
Bullshit. We saw as it was driving by making all these loud-ass sounds.
You know how movies work.
I know. I'm just saying, it's ridiculous.
It's like a full moon. They try to emphasize it.
And there was a lot of shit she had to do just to get this car prepped for driving.
Are you driving the dark?
She has no headlights. What are you doing?
What's wrong? I don't see how down is your brake.
Put this on.
I know.
Don't you wear one?
Might mess up my hair.
Are you lost?
Sexy, I would appreciate it if you would just shut up until we get to the barricades, all right?
What barricades?
Yeah, fuck robot boy.
Head down low and try not to get shot.
Oh, great.
Come on, robot boy. How does that hold that steady spin if it's rear-wheel drive?
No, I'm just like,
and she has a parking brake up.
This car has no fucking lights either.
Well, that's just how to her to sneak in. I get that. Flash on us to shoot you. You're part of a gang initiative.
Hang on. Yeah, that car drove pretty damn straight for crashing through things.
Well, she has that reinforcement bar in the front.
They got nothing to do. They're bored. They just want a little action. It's real mature.
Melted my fender. All my gaskets are melted.
I think more than just that. No fire damage whatsoever.
Look at that front end. Yeah, it does have fire damage. It was a clean cherry red fucking Mustang. The reinforcement on that left side's gone. Oh no, there it is.
What is with Westerns and their emphasis on tassels?
I don't know, Westerns and emphasis on looking at the desert like it's great. It's nothing there. It's dead. It looks beautiful on the sunset only. Don't get it fucking twisted. Sunset, sunrise, after that, you're fussed. Fuck this place. If you're in a car, you say, oh, look at the sun's going down, and look how beautiful it looks against all the landscape. It's great. Once that sun is up, fuck you. It's hot as fuck. I'm glad everything here is dead.
Have a nice nap?
Uh-huh.
Where are we?
Okay.
Just for the record, everyone, yeah, we live in a desert, so.
The robot graveyard is over here.
Okay, there.
We live inland.
I figure
the desert starts like 2 miles away.
No, this is still part of a desert.
Gives you about 15 minutes to find you.
And they're out in the desert. Why are they wearing so much clothes? At the most. What's with the bomber jacket? It, like, weird things.
Trolls everywhere, dogs, you name it, the whole shooting match. The trick is to time it just right so that we can Thomas make it
guide.
Out.
I know, it's a Thomas guide, isn't it?
Yeah.
It that's what I was about to say.
You stand watch. I'm going to get some rest.
Wait a minute. You expect me to sit Dr. around here when we're so close? Why don't you let me drive while you sleep?
No way, mister. Nobody drives my car. Go hum a little tune or something. Count your lucky stars. Read a book.
I think it's funny. She went out of her way to put on some makeup for this.
Go think about your sex robot.
Yeah.
So we're just annoying the fact that, again, she put on makeup for this?
I'm just base. She's not even that dolled up. Come on, man.
No,
I think you're just overemphasizing how the hair is.
No, she has eyeliner, eyeshadow,
that's
all that stuff.
That's very basic. It's like she's dolled up.
It doesn't matter. You're going out
she
to
has
find
no
a,
fa- all she has
you're
is eyeliner.
And you're going out to find a sex doll on a death mission because you're paid for it. You're going to put
wasn't
on makeup,
the plan.
Period?
The plan was he walked up to her randomly, said she had the job. So she was already had her going out makeup on.
No, he woke her up, though.
No, she was just chilling outside of her house.
She even said she figured she had the job, which means she knew in advance she was going to get the job. She still took the time to put on makeup to go out and do this.
Well, if things were going to work out for the day, at least they got a backup.
No.
Kiss me.
He took off, and he showed up randomly saying you got the job. She was just outside of her fucking place.
She already knew she was going to get it.
She's just being a confident asshole. That's just her being a Han Solo. It's like, I know.
It's the fact that she still put on makeup for it. She anticipated and put on makeup for that.
She's not even that makeuped up. I don't even know why you're fucking focusing on this.
She shouldn't have put makeup on, period. And who decided while filming, you know what? We need to put snakes in random places.
So in the desert.
We're going to put a couple white snakes inside this hole and then drop a racer around it.
That's how desert scenes work.
That's how desert scenes work, with random snakes and holes.
Yeah.
Those snakes
have
who didn't
seen
even
any desert movie,
holes.
You know, anything where they're in the desert? They always have a scene where like someone is afraid of a snake or a snake pops up somewhere. There's a snake in my boot.
It's not even possible the snakes got there.
That's not the point. It's a movie. That's how they work. I think you're actually over-criticizing this film just to have stuff to say.
That's just the fact that I'm awake and actually paying attention.
Nah, it's obviously you're not paying attention and thinking things through. You're fucked up, Steve. You're losing it.
Yeah, I am.
Look at him. Vastly going over this cement gorge.
It's a bread truck.
Well, that's the end of that movie.
You know, I've actually seen that movie about the killer tire, too. Surprisingly, wasn't as bad.
This
as
is where they're all heading. This is where the killer tire was heading. To throw himself off a gorge.
Yeah, there's a movie called Rubber. Surprisingly, was not bad.
It's not
unique.
It's not a bad movie at all.
No, it's really unique and original. I liked it.
Oh, these are the people who have the Cherry 2000.
It's Lester.
Who's Lester?
He's sort of judge, jury, and executioner out here. Total wacko.
Has great shorts.
Gang controls on 7.
What's he doing here?
Yeah, they just reared in this desert. Like they're on vacation or something.
Oh, it's like if Mr. Howell runs the gang.
There were two people in that car. The driver and the guy they threw in there to die.
They jumped out.
No, there's a driver and a guy in the background if you looked at it again.
Detour. Oh, no, I saw two people jump, yeah. Or are you saying when it went over?
When it went over, there were still two people inside, not one guy. Like the guy they were fucking up.
I thought most scenes like that, they're shooting in the air. Couldn't afford them down the budget, huh?
Yeah, this movie this movie was so low budget, they used real people.
They used real people to simulate robots?
No, like instead of dummies, they just used...
It's just one more day. Don't look so brokenhearted.
So you're trying to sell me in half the day we're going to get there, another half of the way on the way back, and it'll be one more day tomorrow?
Her eyes are red dots.
That's from the flash. That's where the red comes from. If I took a picture of you the same
way. Yeah, it's funny. Everything's clear right there, but when they show the camera behind them where you can see the the windshield, the whole windshield's covered in water.
If only I had red eyes.
Weird things you're pointing out.
That's just weird. It's
dope.
No, it's just the weird things I'm noticing. I think it's the monster.
When you start rearranging the furniture halfway, then I'm like, you're not a monster. You're not just on a monster. Is this down the street?
Are we lost?
This is where the cement place
Relax.
Used to be?
Been this way 100 times before.
What is that?
It's the hand of Saruman.
I can see that. I mean, what's it doing out here?
If they're a communist.
Yeah.
Lester, seize yourself.
Well, we're wasting time. Let's get going.
Hold your horses. You're paying me to do a job. I drive a bus.
What's in his hair to be that way?
Uh-huh. He's got fantastic hair for being out there.
Very stiff, though. That's a lot of L.A.
L.A. looks.
L.A. looks, yes. Like the a lot of L.A. looks in that guy's hair.
Well, it matches his L.A. gear. He's got.
Looks like them Duke folks.
Les, we've got a situation here.
Say, it looks like them Duke boys in a world of trouble.
There's an authorized see, Brad.
Woody Harrelson could be right there.
Rand, I do like your personality.
Random guy with a mini bazooka.
In Hawaiian vacation wear.
Yeah.
Is that one long outfit?
I think it was matching shorts.
It looked like one long outfit, though. Like a unitard.
He looks like from he's from Devo.
I think he was one of the original workers of this mine, and they converted him.
You know, this car is just getting muddier and muddier.
Woo! Sky Ranch rules!
Hey, it's Dale.
Actually, it is Dale. Not Dale. Daryl. No?
Dale.
It's Dale?
Yeah. You know,
is it Dale and a Daryl?
What? Yeah, Dale was the old man with Winnebago.
It actually is him.
Really? That'd be funny if it was. It's funny.
I don't believe this.
He's about 30 years younger. He would look like Sam Rockwell.
Don't tell me. You've been this way 100 times before.
Target in position.
Get ready.
Did it hit it?
You know how to use it?
That's what I was wondering.
We'll go on three. One, two, three.
Does he have a force field?
I don't know, because that car would be gone. See, that's what would happen to the car.
Nobody's even in that stupid shit.
Where does everyone get these rocket launchers and bazookas?
Does Rocket make those? I didn't even know that had a sunroof.
No, they don't. See, now they're just shooting rockets at their own base.
Keep me covered.
He can throw a grenade really fucking far.
Those grenades are doing more damage than the rockets that were shot at the car.
All this for a fuck robot.
I'm so baffled that the car took direct impact and is still going. They don't make them like they used to.
It has no exhaust pipe.
You're right.
That's not smog legal gun. Either with no fucking Cadillac.
Swallowed.
Hurry up! Give me your hand! You always work this way?
Yeah, but it's never been this easy.
Yeah, so she's just a smart mouth.
No,
so she didn't expect his ass. She had makeup on to go out then.
I guess.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Oh, man. If this thing twisted the other way, would he run it upside down?
Yeah. Well, at least it's getting clean.
You think they put that sunroof up?
No.
ends the line.
She said end of the line. I'm just saying they trust that car to stay there. I figured they just roll backwards.
We gotta hoof it from here.
Hey, wait!
They're gonna eventually pull that crane back up. The car's gonna go with it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
This whole plan seems poorly conceived.
Don't worry, it's down there.
Look out!
Watch it!
Whoa!
Dumbass California.
Whoa!
If he collided into her, how is she so far ahead of him? It must have been fun to film.
Good move up there.
Sector 5 Cove, now at Raging Waters.
Oh, look, they found the Coast Guard.
Hope you can swim.
It's a little late to be asking that.
Some random boater just sitting down there.
Got caught by the magnet, didn't you? Don't worry, old Bill here. Or old.
He with you?
Client.
You all right?
Yeah, just taking a little dip.
It's good to see you.
You too, Dad.
Hey, Dad.
I almost shot your friend.
This is Sam Treadwell from Anaheim.
Good to see you.
As if that explains everything.
I think it's supposed to be old-timey, like people just say your name and where you're from.
He has donkeys on there. That actually, like, really authenticates it to me.
As in case the boat breaks down. Looks like we got to hoof it with a... this two motor?
Yeah. And they're different brands, so they were, you know, they were salvaged. Those donkeys make weird noises.
Did you have a nice
I think they're playing Game Boy. Well, that still works. Okay.
It's a whole
what
lot
do you
of toasters.
Mean, like, in big towns?
The idea? Biggest waste of money in the 80s.
Mean, like
that's why there's so many left over.
Yeah, like
you must have opened a lot of bank accounts to get those.
Well, it's all sort of paranoid and audiovisual. Nobody has it easy. People meet in bars and use everything they got. All kinds of legal mumbo jumbo demo reel.
Demo reel?
Is this the dad talking to Pippi? About the landlubbers?
No way I'd put up with that.
Well, shoot, D. How's these fellas going to find out about your 101 charge?
Well, anyone with any brains would just figure it out.
I think they're talking to you there, Slick.
Where'd you find Mr. Hansen?
It's a job. I liked you better than their mother does.
She just has dress. Spare clothes there.
Where'd you get all those boxes back there? Those toaster ovens.
Oh, I found them with some rubbish out this side of Reno.
He has one right there lighting
they
up.
They all work?
Well, what'd I be doing with them if they didn't work? Toast just the beginning of your new toaster oven. You can make open-faced sandwiches, baked potatoes, best
fried shrimp.
Toasted shrimp.
Trays removed.
Shrimp cocktail.
Shrimp gumbo.
Look at this.
Stir fry shrimp.
Ain't nothing like it for cooking rattler.
I'd keep going, but then I saw the rattler.
Snake jerky.
Yeah.
Snake bait.
You know, you're supposed to...
Snake bells.
Take the skin off first.
Snake tartar.
Snake dogs. Snake kebabs.
Snake on a stick.
Snake soup.
Oh, man, got them.
Mm-hmm. With just a hint of venom.
A snake cop salad.
Snake Caesar salad.
Snake pulled pork.
Wouldn't that be pulled snake?
Snake pulled pork. Same thing, so still say the same way.
Six-fingered Jake.
Snake enchiladas.
He is, isn't he?
Snake tacos.
Well, what if I am?
I haven't heard that name in over 700 years.
I've heard a lot about you.
Like what?
Sure been a long time since someone called me a six-finger Jay.
A bit tired.
Yes, I remember your father.
I've been trying to create a scene.
He was a good man.
I was say he's a good pilot. Oh. Good man. Good pilot. You knew my father in the Clone Wars?
You gonna tell me
that man knew how to find a toaster and toast up some snake.
Going to get one of those sex robot exams. Like down from overexertion, it sounds like. It
wasn't like that.
It wasn't?
She dinged.
Right? Here, lay your head here. Is that your hand?
We talked. I could talk to her.
Yeah, right. Faster.
You can never
faster.
Understand the tiny Neanderthal brain.
She does sound like Molly Ringwald.
I have brain.
Just with more confidence. If she only had a brain.
Tenderness. A dreamlike quality about her. It was romance.
Romance.
Yeah, romance.
With a robot. I mean, we are talking about a robot, aren't we?
I could fuck her like no other. Keep my secrets and no bother if she only had
a
brain.
She isn't just a robot.
He's just a scarecrow, Steve. Stop. Stop romancing him so much. He keeps him away from your fucking from your fucking corn
cabbage.
Least,
at least he can keep you warm at night. Just don't get in
there. Then
the fire.
Bats attack your fucking crops.
Maybe I know what you mean to be. You're a dreamer.
You know I'm a dreamer. With
and that's a rare thing
gold.
These days.
Okay, that's not the song I thought you were going to go for.
Not worry.
I thought you were doing John Lennon.
Oh, no. Molly Crew, sir.
Most people go to is John Lennon when they first do those lines.
I don't even know the John Lennon one. I don't listen to the Beatles.
It's Imagine. It's not even it's a John Lennon solo.
Oh, you're thinking Imagine All the People.
Yeah, but he says to believe I'm a dreamer, and then he goes, I'm not the only one. Yeah. You know which this place needs is a woman's touch. I like that cow blanket.
Wow.
Me and Miami just, this is...
It's 100 count throw. Whoa. She has, like, no problems just stripping down naked, sleeping next to people on couches and cots. She's just totally giving him those, like, you want to fuck me eyes.
Take a picture. It'll last longer.
Damn.
Fuck robot boy.
Can I get a robot of that?
Sam Rockwell? Sure.
Yeah, that's what I want, yeah.
And just smiling at you from the other side of the couch. So when you wake up in the morning, you see him looking at you. And kind of gives a little smirk. I could have raped you in your sleep, but I didn't. I'm after my fuck robot. Like this mural on the bottom of my boat.
I don't know, but he's...
It's made from a billboard.
Yeah. He's boating around on a billboard.
Catch anything?
That's funny.
Cut through a cart.
I think there's sonar at the
so
end of that fucking
fishing
pole.
I know. I was looking at it. That looks... Mighty fancy.
Gotta wait till dark to flush out my Ford.
I'd rather be chewing on razor blades and dribbling around the zone in broad daylight.
But here I am.
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of fucking Lake Mead.
That's the Nevada Dam.
Yeah, and that's the lake, Lake Mead.
Oh.
I think it's Lake Mead.
I have no idea.
They put a bridge now that goes across. See that where that empty hole right there is?
Mm-hmm.
They make a bridge now. You don't have to go across over the dam. You can circumvent it.
Well, are you in position?
I found where it ended. It just horses. Felt. It just ends. Ends. There's a picture I have somewhere on my Facebook. The bridge just falls off. This car is falling over the edge all day long.
He's gonna lose the brain.
And this specific Amazon Fire
going
remote control
tube,
has all
minutes.
The information I need.
Be careful up there.
And he sticks it in the saddlebag of a donkey. You know he's gonna lose it.
Donkey. Hey, sex robot boy. Where we going?
Shut up, donkey.
What does this do? I want to know what does this do.
And in the morning,
I make waffles.
When we got hit in the head, a sand person should have been above his head going, woo-hoo-hoo. I like how they dress them appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
Are those dice?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, I can see people wearing this now. Your son should be wearing this.
Yeah.
Half these clothes he should be rocking right now. Besides his mime fucking
costume.
Come
to the fabulous Sky Ranch. We make burgers. We dress fancy with dice.
Try trying to make it hipster. It's not called Sky Ranch. Greetings! She talks overly loud to him.
I'm irradiated. The hell?
Elaine? Is that you?
Hi, Sam. I changed my name. I changed it to Ginger. You look great.
Is that the chick he met in the bar?
Good to see you again.
No, he didn't meet him in the bar. His buddy did.
Do you think you could help me with this?
Oh, that's right. Now, who is...
It's introduced as ex-girlfriend,
what
I believe.
What are you doing here?
I live here. Thanks.
This is Zone 7, right?
You guys, this is my old boyfriend, Sam. Now scoot, huh?
Ooh.
We got some catching up to do, right, Sam? Vamoose. Come on, boy. Sit by the pool.
Boy.
Tell me what you've been doing.
So she's a high-ranking official?
I was with someone.
It's a lot of
and
pink.
We got Shanghai. The next thing I know, I wake up here. Was anyone found with me when I was brought here?
What's that ticking
noise? I don't know anything about it.
Is that from the movie?
Though Les said that you were the only one left
alive.
Like
a windmill or something?
The water. You can hear the water running.
Sam, I just love it out here. The city was just so much bull. I'm a whole different person now. I feel so...
It would have been better if they edited that out.
I feel...
It is a dead cell of purple on his
focused,
face.
Focused. Like I never felt before.
Elaine, I told you I was with someone.
Can't you understand? I changed my name. Can't you respect that? Can't you listen when
I think we missed an editing point there. The conversation didn't seem to flow that way.
Not really, no.
What the hell?
I mean, we can't have any.
It does seem weird how that changed, right?
I mean,
yeah.
She's very pale from being in the desert for very long.
I know.
Lester.
That's him now.
He's my new boy toy. A vuvuzela? Really?
Did her eyes cross when she used that?
Like, yeah.
Lester's very sensitive.
I bet this movie is done because it's super cheap to film in the desert.
Yeah. I like how they all stay weird.
They just
pods.
use a lot of leftover Twilight Zone stages.
Oh, they got the car. It's funny how those kids were in like weird bug catcher outfits.
Everyone here dresses weird.
Yeah. Again, they're like
this fucking wardrobe is insane. I like that one with the horses, though.
That dude up top has an ascot.
This guy's wearing shorts over his fucking capris. So, yeah. What are we going to do with this place?
I don't know.
I like that shirt over a short sleeve.
Yeah.
Here's Jim.
Sam! This is Lester.
She changed already.
Uh-huh.
How's it going, Sam? Good to see you on your feet. Donnie!
Bring me two beers.
Go. This here's Jim Sneak. The boys found him asleep in that broken down cart. In case of sunstroke.
Ski. The name's Ski.
Said he was headed for Elko, but he got lost.
I still am lost.
What happened to Kevin Bacon?
See you later.
Flesh. That's what he looks like.
Well, supper's almost ready.
Gentlemen, don't group up. One grenade will get you off. Keep a close eye on these prisoners, soldier.
I'd want to see this movie made again, or at least another mission with these people.
A continuation story?
Of these people, of the ones who dress like this and shit, and live in this little weird desert town.
Lester Sky Ranch Adventures?
Yeah. Like, prior to this, how they ran the town. You know, like, how they ran things.
Great provider. I do like
that was Bruce Campbell again.
Yeah, how do you get there?
Chris!
How do you go from the glory hole bar to here?
Well, that's the outskirts of the town. So, like, that's only a few miles away. Like, once you leave the city, that's the, like,
the Lester doesn't like people.
Gotta watch what she eats.
Yeah, but he probably has outside people, like, on the very edges of the town.
We got a program here. Diet, exercise.
Look, it's Damon Wayans.
Oh, I was going to say, what's the name from Reading Rainbow?
I see people reach there.
No, it's Damon Wayans. See? Look at him.
Recognize her?
It's my daughter.
That's what we found her in your pocket.
Cherry 2000. I got a pass to them in the yard, but can't seem to find the right kind of chip to make them work, to get them to go. We'll get one of these fired up, it's like slamming an octopus.
Beak and all, right?
How you doing down there, Sneak?
I thought I was thinking about the suction of water slippiness and it smells like
pussy. I just don't like deep heavy before a big tournament. What'd you say you were doing in these parts anyway?
I was on my way to Elko. Gonna play in the Elko Classic.
I've been meaning to ask you something else too, Sneep. Those of my boys found these firearms smoking in your bags when they picked you up.
Oh, I just carry that for protection, you know?
Mm-hmm. About all those dry cell batteries underneath your front seat.
Yeah?
You're a trekker, aren't you, Jimbo?
No. Well, wait a minute.
We got a policy against trackers in these parts.
Why?
You get against... I could never tolerate
lying. I think because they go and they sneak and steal shit.
Check.
My goodness. You hire them to take stuff from their land that they think they claim is ours.
Hmm.
Just open this file here.
Yeah.
Look,
we got a special hat.
Hobbs is
you.
There. Look, Hobbs and Kevin Hobbs in there. I like that guy's shirt though.
The one with all the anchors?
Yeah.
Put that on your head.
It's Why? Another bad hat. These are terrible hats.
I know.
You can tell we're losing gumption.
You know what? I would see Rutger Howard playing Lester.
Exactly. Is there a way we can pause this? I never figured out a way to do this. It'd be a very in sync pause, like two clicks at the same time.
I don't have any way of doing that.
Can you minimize this page, this thing, and then try to do one click click?
Now what?
Wow, that's gonna be hard.
What's going on?
Let's just see him die first.
What are you doing?
Well, we don't need to see. We know what's going on. Damon Wayans sees it.
Help!
All right, come on, die, hipster. It's weird having these.
What are you guys doing?
What are you doing?
Aw, hell.
Really?
I like it too much buddy. For this dude.
I like how he did the gun spinny thing real quick. That was nice. I wonder how long he had to practice that.
Making a hole in one.
What?
Oh, he's going from a...
Put him in a body bag, Johnny.
He's going from a gun to a fucking being Katniss Everdeen.
Because he respects me too much.
Ooh. You know, when they showed the outside shot there, I expected him to be further. He was closer than I expected.
How else would he not hit the bullseye?
Maybe also,
not as a great a shot.
That bullseye would have put it about nose level. Chug, chug. Heavenly Lord, chug.
They're doing the hokey pokey.
I know. It's like the Ewok dance.
It's like they live in those little, those. If you drive to Arizona, on your way to Arizona, you pass where the dinosaurs are.
Uh-huh.
California. And they have the teepee tents. That's what it looks like where they're living in.
Yeah.
I think this is also in God Bless America where he hides out in the teepee tents and they look like this.
The man is a psychopath.
I was just pointing out, though. Don't impose your values on me. Because, like, shoot a guy in a gun, the exit wound, big. You're going to get killed. You shot in the face. And, dude, the bullseye would have put in about nose level with a bow and arrow. There's a chance that didn't actually kill him right off.
Go through the base of your brain.
It wouldn't necessarily, no, it wouldn't necessarily hit the brainstem. Stay here.
You know, even if he is kind of
there's
alive,
there's a lot of bony stuff there.
It won't matter because he's going to be buried. Then he's buried alive his with the arrow in his face.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, you know, I have too much respect for you, blah, blah. Not, apparently not, because you just potentially made him have a real slow, painful death. That's fucked up. Just saying.
Les is going to bring you in on a training session.
You know, before making this new drink, I, like,
great.
Still had almost half a cup and I downed it real quick. I forget how fast Sailor Jerry kicks in.
I know.
I just downed that half a fucking cup for making this. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Starting to get the tingles. You know, now I see the Sam Rockwell right there.
I want a t-shirt that says Sky Ranch.
That look was a Sam Rockwell look.
You know who looks a lot like Sam Rockwell? The dude from Mystery Science. Joel Hodgson from Mystery Science Theater. It kind of sounds like
him. Maybe back in the day.
Oh, hey, buddy. Okay. Also sounds a little Kermit.
Hi, ho, everyone.
Not too Kermit, but like D just like Frog casual here. Kermit. Probably like, you know, the Muppet Show Kermit.
The Muppet Show or the Muppets?
The Muppets. I'm surprised that only lasted one season. They should have gave that another season, despite the hacky storylines.
Nice night.
You know, right. I'm wondering like if they were already aware that they were going to be canceled after the first season, and that's why they kind of ended it with Piggy and Kermit getting back together.
There's Orion.
Right or I think towards the end, yeah. But I think we like had more ideas.
Too many fans are complaining about this, so we need to put
there's
them
no
back.
One, I don't see anything complaining other than some of the lines were... Let's focus on the movie.
What the?
Sorry.
Did you miss me?
You know, I had a shirt like
damn.
That.
Damn. Man.
What happened to you?
What?
I tracked you here in a mule. It took a while.
Because I know she's not as hot now.
Is Jake dead?
You know, all this time's passed and everything. Fuck she is.
Yes, it's not 30 years from now.
I know. Damn, she's
so as 30 years, whatever. Hey, there's that donkey. Donkey. Hey,
make,
Sam Rockwell.
You didn't make my waffles.
Hey, Sam Rockwell.
Shot him in the heart.
I'm just saying, that ginger chick is
sorry about your gear.
Damn.
What are you doing?
I'm putting in this mother down, man.
You got about 60 seconds.
This is what you get for fucking fucking up my fucking fuck doll's disc.
Where'd you get that little go to hell hat?
Found it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to circle around the back and I'll meet you at Snappy Tom's. Here, darling. I don't want you to be lonely, so you take this. And, you let me know how things turn out.
I think he wants her also to be with that dude.
You mean he's up there?
Oh, I think so.
Like, she's... I think she's mad at him because
she just
does...
call him Uncle Tom?
No, it's Uncle Jake.
I'm gonna keep saying it. She's fucking sexy.
You should open a door and do that. Like, here you go. He's doing the.
I would like to point out that what he's doing is not gonna work.
If you threw a thing full of gasoline in a beehive.
Yeah.
You know, that's how all movies are.
All I ever wanted, all I ever needed was love in my heart.
That's not metal, Steve. What are you doing singing songs like this? How do you even know the words?
None of that would work.
Don't focus on that. All movies are like that. Cars explode like crazy.
No, I know, but...
All cars have flint gas tanks.
That especially would not work. I've seen what happens when you light the end of a gas jug on fire.
Did you put the breather cap on?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, because gas itself is not flammable. It's the fumes.
Well,
and, all right, we're going to get a good story while we watch this. I was on a company retreat at the time, the company I worked for, and we're all drinking and partying, smoking, this and that.
I'm watching the movie in case something actually good happens.
One of the guys, he was, you know, a fire, like...
He's put it with a hose.
He did the whole fire dance stuff with the ropes and everything on fire.
Speed up.
And so he took the jug of fire, or the jug of gas, and he lit the end of it on, and all it does is it spews the fire out because it's pulling all the fumes to do it. So the whole end of it just spews out fire. Mm-hmm. But the container itself doesn't actually catch fire. It does not explode or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like pressure spews it out like a flame.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, the whole thing itself does not blow up or melt
but again,
or any of that.
If it's not spewing out enough rate, I think it would explode.
No, it doesn't.
Because pressure will build up.
No, it doesn't build up inside. The fire stays outside of it. It doesn't suck in. Like all these rumors you hear about, like, oh, the fire will back into it.
If your car's on, like, if somehow it starts fuming, it's fire from the gas tank, if you shove the gas tank pump back in and hold it there, it'll smother it out because nothing else is getting to breathe in. No, it'll just smother itself. That's what happens when you use your cell phone.
Go back after we meet up with Jake, and you get a full refund.
I don't care about the money. I never cared about that.
All I care about is my fuck robot. But I'll take you instead. You're my silver medal. She knows it.
Damn, she's hot. She's hotter than the cherry.
What? I'd be with the cherry.
I'd take her over the cherry.
I'd take the cherry.
Why? Because the cherry's subversive?
Mm-hmm. Empty-headed bimbo.
That's the only good thing.
Empty-headed subversive.
That's the only good thing about the cherry.
I like how these guys, because these are his crew, but they have like, they just look like they're on vacation.
We'll get these vehicles fixed as
soon as we can. I like his shirt too.
We're counting on you, man. Keep the sun out of your eyes and be yourselves.
Keep the sun out of your eyes.
I think that's sunblock or...
Yeah.
This Mustang would be badass to own. I want a bigger bumper for I could hit other cars.
How is all of a sudden he's driving? I thought nobody drives her Mustang. But
I want someone to weld latches to have a huge wooden bumper on it. Made a big chunk of wood. And I could use it to hit other cars. Like, just be a dick. What a dumb fuck. What are you watching, Top Gear?
You know, she was laying down sleeping, so she would just slid forward and hit herself. Oh, okay, she's holding her head. That's good.
You're glad she's hurt? You're a hot woman?
Well,
you drive like a dumbass.
As authenticity.
Oh, yeah, I just bumped my head.
I wasn't watching.
Where are we anyway?
His hands just went
to touch my
boom? It did.
Are you sure you're okay?
Damn.
No.
He's holding her boob there.
Damn, he has both hands on each one, huh?
Yeah, he did.
He's gonna rip that shirt off right now, huh?
Wouldn't you?
He only has one shirt, probably.
All the more reason to rip it off.
That's my only shirt, asshole.
Why is it in 80 films, like, they get a couple kisses in and instantly the guy goes to the neck?
And you get the shoulder neck. You get it's neck and shoulder.
Then they're gonna fuck on top of a hot smoking hood. Uh-oh. She's gonna roll over and it's gonna play.
That would burn. You're right, Steve. You're right. It's not a good place to fuck on. Oh, she's full.
Busted.
Yeah. Where were you? I was getting
worried. Ugh. Yeah, by the way, something happens with a chick and she can't get some from you and she's just all mad.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like your dick don't work.
You have drunk dick.
Yeah, whiskey dick. Like that's what that looks like after like you end up like I'm sorry, babe. And she gets all mad and turns over.
I'm not a fucking
machine. Neither am I, babe. Look.
Great.
You know, they should be thankful that the thing started playing. Otherwise, they'd have been caught with their pants down just now. Just saying.
There's a silencer in there. Let's see if it makes a big noise. Oh, no.
I love her.
So you're smart, she's stripped out for bullets, parts, anything you need.
I feel better now.
She feels fulfilled.
I probably still didn't kill that guy.
No. There's no way.
I'm gonna be shocked by it. Shock me? Shock a shrapnel?
No, he was in the truck.
Get in the car.
Where are we going?
Again. I don't see why people didn't do this movie. Strip it for bullets, parts, anything you want before you move on.
Yeah.
Like, people just leave people with bullets, guns, clips, vests, grenades. Yeah. Like, they leave them, like, arbitrarily. I know when you're running, it's fine, but if you have a little bit of time, grab something from a guy.
You know, I like the detail. They even went detailed enough to have bullet holes in the back of the car.
That's been enough for the whole movie, most of the movie. Since when she went to that raid in the beginning, when she busted that barrier.
I said no crust. That was a weird kind of side scene right there.
Like a trend. Like,
it's just him driving
like
and her giving him a sandwich.
Isn't she from Ghost World?
<That's good. laughs> Look, we got customers. Last chance brothel and gas.
He looks more Dale
it's
than
his,
anything.
It's that's his daughter.
He looks
his
more,
wife
he looks
and
more,
his prostitute.
He looks more Dale than old Jack or old Zeke, whatever the fuck the guy's name is. Six Finger Jake? Yeah, Jake.
Again, so that's his daughter, his wife, and his prostitute.
Yeah. If you look in the background, you can see the 15 freeway.
Check out the hut.
Now she's wearing all black. Where does she get all these changes of clothes?
How do any of them have these wardrobe changes? This could be any guy's house in Hemet. Victorville or Baker. I'm sorry. Hemet was the first thing. It's the first thing I would see.
Oh, no. The way Hemet is now, that would totally be Hemet.
There's neon signs and old fucking slot machines.
What was that show that used to come on after American Pickers where they restored stuff?
American Restorers?
That looks like a scene out of that.
I always thought those guys from American Pickers were gay.
Why is it movies like these?
Like they were a gay couple. Like they just never said it.
Yeah.
I always assumed they were. Nothing disparaging about them, but like one of the guys seemed like that one. He looks like Dale. That guy looks like Dale.
What the hell? She pulls a gun. He comes out of the fridge with a gun, and this dude just pops in with a gun.
I like the scene.
You know, Jake? It's like everybody just pops. E. Johnson. What the hell?
Herschel and Dale.
I don't know who this young man is.
Sam Treadwell.
They literally just filmed a scene with them introducing each other.
Yeah, well, Randa here is going to fix us some lunch, ain't you, Randa?
No.
Randa?
Well, then you can just go shit in your hat.
Bitch.
I'm gonna use that line one day. You just go shit in your hat.
I know this line, and I do think of this line constantly, but I have yet to find a time to use it.
I like that line, though.
I know the line, but, like, to make it work that way.
Seriously, I like that line, though.
Shit in your hat? I've heard it before.
You just go shit in your hat. No, the way he just says all, like, nonchalant without being all mad or depressed, well, you just go shit in your hat.
You have to say it the right way, though.
Yeah.
It's mostly working in the way that you say it.
That plane will never fly. It's missing a propeller.
You need a whole new engine.
Aw, smudged her face.
Look at yourself.
Well, we can't all be glamour pusses 24 hours a day.
And yet you still look like a... She's still wearing makeup.
And she had a funny cigar next to her.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we can't all be wearing glamour pusses all day.
Like a swizzle. Like... comes out of nowhere.
Randa, honey, this is Les.
Lester? Snappy Tom here, Lester. Everything's just fine.
Another great hat.
I'm looking for a shack.
I like this whole outfit they give these people.
I know.
An orange custom job.
She's fine. But what they give these fucking actors is amazing.
Hi, Lester. They're here. Three of them plus a donkey. They're fixing that old
three of them fuck the donkey?
We got new coordinates.
What the fuck's on his face? It was supposed to be the burn from the fire, but like, what's still on his face?
Yeah.
Is it still sunblock?
I think it's just funny. Like, he's still.
Oh, tire's coming back. Oh.
I forgot where I was going with the whole funny thing.
These are novelty inflatable tires.
That's great. Like, she still has it.
They're not good. They're good on continuity in some places.
Yeah. Oddly enough. Oh, now she wipes
them. Well, you mentioned it.
I brought focus to it, so she had to take it off. I remember what
Sam Rockwell.
It's funny that they're just driving
it.
Around in a fucking bread band.
Afraid to die and speak.
They love that band.
Can't say that I think about it too much these days.
Well, the way I
That's
got
a great
figured, when your
team.
Time comes.
It's an odd post-apocalyptic look. Like it's it looks like it, it's but like it's not. Look how the design.
I think it's
what
weird.
Wearing.
He's wearing a miner's world. Hard hat, lamp and all, even though the lamp.
With
the
leather
it.
Vest, with this brown ugly ass shirt.
I know.
It's just mostly grease stain and oil stains.
Yeah.
It's great. Like the whoever picked this wardrobe, it's insanely great. But it's not for this movie. But it's great.
Maybe so.
You know, I don't know the
you
actors.
You know, it's made for this movie. It's fine.
This is going to be dumb because you're not going to know who I'm talking about. And I can't remember the actor's name, but I already know who would be perfect to play him in a remake of this.
I feel like it's completely out of control.
Remind me later, and I'll show you on IMDb. He was on the show Falling Sky. And I know him in other things. I just can't name him right now.
Like, if you know him in other things, then maybe I might help out.
No, no. It's not going to be any help for you. For the listener to know him, talking about, he plays the colonel or whatever in all the seasons. He's in Falling Sky.
Work. Go get the macaroni and cheese, Randa.
We got to celebrate.
Go get the macaroni and cheese.
And he's wearing fucking
That car is buried in the ground.
The old guy in all that outfit. He's also wearing chaps over his Levi's. Ooh. Is that mac and cheese on smell?
The wardrobe's still amazing. Is that a battery? You are right. He's wearing chaps. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He's wearing chaps.
Yeah, well, forget it. Lester and the guys from the motel are making a beeline for us. Go tell
motel.
Jake we're leaving.
Jake, those guys from the motel are almost here. We got to clear out.
You and Anita's blown ahead.
Oh! She done shot me!
Oh. And they shot him in the head.
Damn.
Hold it!
Hey, farm fresh mac and cheese.
Those legs moving! Let's hurry up!
I was gonna leave Jake anyways, but still.
Yeah, huh. Get those legs moving.
This plane is very cartoony with the big ass tires and stuff.
Kind of.
They just installed that propeller yesterday.
Well, shit, we ain't ever gonna get them now.
Oh no.
I expect them to like kick
Where
the dirt.
Where are them sandwiches?
I expect to see Lester kick the dirt in any frustration.
Jake's
throw
dead.
His hat down.
Dang
throw
it. Some
yeah.
What?
That girl shot him in the back. He's dead.
And in the head.
And in the head. I think he wanted to add that when she starts crying. And in the head. It was brutal. I tried to shoot back, but my fucking gun got fucked up. There's nothing I could do. I watched her when she fired over and over again into his face.
She just put her hat on top of him.
Well, he's respectful.
They're sitting on him like they're trying to hide him.
Yeah, but he's dead. He was dead.
Unless they're just saunters on him. How's it going?
Why half his car is buried in this
like
fucking
I feel.
Dirt?
I feel anger. I'm experiencing anger, Snappy.
Well, I'm sorry Snappy. To hear that, Lester.
Yes, you told me the plane couldn't fly.
Well, that was my understanding, yeah. Frankly, I don't know how she did it. But I got one
especially
of
so
I mean,
quick.
One of them dead, right there.
Yeah, I told you I wanted them alive.
Well, sometimes things don't always turn out like we want.
Sorry, Carl.
I thought I saw some in you, Snappy. I thought I saw potential.
Hey, Lester. I've been waiting for you all week.
I'm busy, Randa.
Hey, look at my new sandals. You like them?
Tell her to go back inside.
Randa. Go inside, Randa.
Hey, wait, listen, Lester. You know about the guys in the plane?
She strikes me as like she should be 16.
You know, if we
yeah, I think
up,
I think he gifted her to him.
Oh my God! What happened to your face,
Randy? You should have gone inside.
Yep.
You need to work on your personality.
Oh, sorry, Snappy.
I know, Snappy. You have no fuck doll now. You need to get a real fuck doll, Snappy.
Sorry, Snappy.
Snappy is living it up. Really.
Move out!
I don't think she was a fuck
eating
doll.
Macaroni and cheese. No, she's not a fuck doll, but that's the real life fuck doll.
Yeah. Oh, I got you.
Make some macaroni and cheese. Fucks that dude on the side, probably.
While she secretly dreams of Lester.
Let's just turn around and call the whole thing off.
It's too late for that.
No, it's not.
I gotta believe I've been doing a job here. You take that away and then what? What did Jake get shot up for?
For macaroni love. And cheese.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He put a lot of burden on people for
like
his fuck
guy,
doll.
I say, seems like
he put a lot of people in danger for his fuck doll.
You're right. But that's their job, though. That's what they live for. I'm just saying, though, for a guy named Six Finger Jake, who apparently you see is famous enough that some random schmuck in Anaheim has heard of him, he should have been smarter than, mac and cheese. All right. Especially when you know Lester and his gang are after you.
He should have been exposed for a guy who's been trying to pretend to be dead for years.
Oh, this is where they filmed the Scorched Trail.
No, this is Resident Evil when the desert took over.
Yeah, that too. I think all three of them use the same set.
I mean, if I go into somewhere in the America desert, I could find these abandoned half fucking things.
No, this is back lot of Universal.
It's Vegas. It is Vegas.
It's back lot of Universal.
Paramount Casino. No, that thing is that used to be Western Back to the Future. Yeah, I think this is also in Resident Evil.
That mannequin had three bullet holes in her tit in a perfect line.
That guy has a crackhead smoking doing drugs next to the pretty woman. I didn't buy silencer.
You sure we'll find a cherry?
Follow
That's
me.
A weird thing to say.
Where are the patrols?
Well, the finding of the cherry or buying a silencer?
I'm buying a silencer.
Well, in America, it's federal crime, so I wouldn't.
You can buy silencers in other states.
Unload! Let's move back!
It's a federal crime.
Crime in Texas.
All but one of those ATVs had a gun mounted.
It's in their disadvantage, Steve.
Yeah, that one's kind of useless.
They have a strategy problem. Hurry up! They all have one. What are you talking about?
One of them did not when they came out of there.
Okay, one guy is. That's the guy who checks stuff out. He's the scout. He's not weighted down. There he is. That guy.
Damn.
Yeah. Well, he's not weighted down. He's able to get ahead of everybody. And
I don't
believe they're over here.
I don't believe that they caught up to them when they got away in an airplane. Not this quick.
Not a lot of places to go in this place. They have this place down. Sector 7 or 5. I forgot which one. They said it two different numbers.
Whatever the sector was.
I think he picked her up in Sector 5,
like,
but they were going to
Sector
7.
They should be out far enough that they're in a new sector.
Especially if you have a plane advantage?
Yeah.
You're right. Exactly. It should take a day to get ahead of them, to catch up to them. You're right. If you go a few miles, like, you have hours compared to land lovers.
Oh, yeah.
They have to go through all boarding and all that checkout stuff. That's probably why. Get there an hour
early. Gotta clear customs.
Check customs. Do all your fucking boarding pass stuff. Wait for an hour. Check your luggage.
You know, now that's after the nines, it takes even longer.
It's they spent like the first 3 hours just waiting for their luggage to get off.
This is it. Make it quick.
All right, he gets the funnest fuck out. These guys are happy.
I'm willing to bet he ends up trading his fuck doll, memory chip and all, and that's what gets him a pass.
I always wonder why these.
Because Lester wants one.
So just there's a factory of fuck dolls somehow that was available before the world fell apart, I guess.
No.
Like they just these radicals took
it
over.
We already learned from Family Guy that in post-apocalypse, first thing to do is find a factory of Twinkies. So why not a factory of fuck dolls too?
Yeah, but as a. To hold on to for value? Michael was in that. Mine's liquor and cigarettes. People, vices. I'd hold on to vices as value.
Well, the biggest vice of all is sex.
I can't provide fuck dolls if they don't exist yet.
Better get on it.
So I just have a bunch of fleshlights and cigarettes and Jack Daniels. Then I am the king of the post-apocalyptic world.
Yes.
As long as I have a truckload of cigarettes, a truckload of whiskey, and fleshlights.
Yes.
Lube's gonna cost you extra.
Exactly.
If you want.
Now listen, when I'm alive, you guys, check the robot room first. Be friendly yet firm. I don't break anything.
His face is so fucked up somehow.
I love how he's got like this weird moral compass.
I like how it's diverse his gang is. Like
you and me,
Ernie
too,
Hudson,
yes.
An Asian guy.
No, that too. But again, he like has a weird moral compass. You know, be friendly but firm. It's like he's a salesman.
I think it's because the happiness they promote in this like in little What's town that? World they have.
Close, not quite.
The lips aren't big enough. He looked exactly the same.
Dang near.
Pharaoh's all skewed.
Hey, they got a Pharaoh's. Yeah.
Get on down there.
Look, I found some random rope. Not quite the right bust size.
It's weird working for people like this.
Like Lester or for the fuck doll factory?
For Lester. This and those type of people, leaders in general, like, yeah, if you question it.
I think it's funny, they're walking around with mini
like
pylons.
Like, if you question logically, like, as a strategic plan or advice, you still get shot, so it wouldn't help you. See, she looks pretty.
I want to know who designed their flashlights. I was like, we're going to take a normal mag light, but we're going to cover it in what looks like a small pylon.
Well, because movie flashlight, you can't have a real flashlight with a fuck up the film. That's why flashlights suck in movies.
I've seen some good flashlights in films.
Again, they're made for films. They're not real flashlights.
Ding! Hi, honey.
It's such a betrayal because he did make out with her.
True. And there's no way that feels the same.
It feels the same if the emotions and the feelings are the same. He wants to believe. It's real for him because he feels it's real.
It's still silicone.
And so is a fleshlight that I sell these fuckers along with a pack of cigarettes and a shot of whiskey.
I told you to hurry.
But it still makes me like $800 a day.
We're going.
Where are we going? You know, happy go lucky and shit.
Jerry, let's go.
He's like in a ski outfit. That's what's ridiculous as well.
I like actually got to stop so it looks around like,
oh my
how
God,
did I get here?
Yes.
Spandex. Pretty. Oh, 80s and spandex.
Not up there.
The whole outfit's spandex. He just has a coat on. Yeah. Oh no, she has a red shirt on.
Come on, Cherry!
Whee! Where are those guys anyway?
Just come on, hurry!
Congratulations, you have a retarded fuck doll.
So does he. He makes sandwiches and shit. He's just having fun. Oh no, he's just. Yeah! He should use it as a shield.
Honey, I'd really rather be watching this on television.
Keep down! You're ready?
Three.
That's a whole lot of shooting for, you know, I want them alive.
Nobody criticized them. That's a very loud gun with a silencer.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here.
Like, I know silencers aren't fully silent, but it's very exaggerated for...
Come on.
My hero.
Lester.
How about don't say Lester next time?
Well, Lester probably would have lived if he hadn't spun around and tried to shoot him.
If Come on. Lester would have been dead if you didn't say Lester before you fucking see like
no, I
see
agree.
Him say Lester.
But
have
all
him
Lester
turn
had
around.
To do is put his hands up and he probably would have been shot dead.
As you see in the background, there's a 15 freeway.
Bullshit. There's no way being bottle ridden, he caught a rope.
Start her up!
Can I just have both of you? Is that possible?
I know, huh? I agree.
When you're not in the mood, like, you just go to
yeah.
the sex robot?
Yeah, you know. Oh, you got a headache? That's fine. I'll go talk to Cherry.
You know what? Cherry can help you and then work her into a sex thing.
Yeah, and see, it wouldn't quite be odd, like, even if she's...
Okay, no, like, let's say you have a headache, like, she's, like, say, she married Molly Ringwald here, and she's upset and has a headache. You send Cherry, and she comes in, makes her feel good, does all the emotional shit, and gives her a back rub, and when she's all good and horny, you fuck both of them.
Well, it's not just that. Like, even though Cherry is designed to be a woman, she's still not a real woman. She is a fuck doll.
Forget it.
So you could probably incorporate her into the bedroom thing anyways with your girl, because it's not really a woman, so it's not as awkward. Baby, it's not really being gay because it's not a real woman.
I think if your sex toy is bigger than my sex toy, we have a problem.
Yeah.
Man, like, man.
Oh, no.
He abandoned her.
The tracker!
She jumped out on her own. You know, that's a good tracker to, like, well, I promise I'm paid to do this job even at the risk of my own life.
You have an end game. I mean, you have a level of service, but the end game is also you survive and have money. Like, I understand the level. You keep a certain standard of service.
Yeah.
But even then,
I love you.
I would probably still jump out and say, you can guarantee my, like, you know, money or credits or whatever future money they got. If you can guarantee me, I'll jump out of this plane right now. Because I don't know. I can find you because I'm a tracker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So even if I don't know how he knows
how
to fly a plane.
If I happen to survive this, I can find you. So fucking remember that. Transfer that money. I'll jump out of this plane for you.
He's like post-apocalyptic Wall Street. How does he know how to fly a plane?
You learn in simulator programs like Windows Flight Simulator.
They should all be out of ammo. You what?
I don't like the heroic music at the end. Like, they're building up for me.
I agree.
That's when you get shot, where you pause for a long time.
Uh-huh. You know, those are some really weird earrings she's wearing. It makes it look like her ears are gauged. Okay, he managed to land that thing, let alone fly it.
Cherry, I want you to give me a Pepsi.
Sure.
She's dumb as rocks, but she's so pretty.
That robot's going to have abandonment issues.
A Pepsi?
Yeah, she is dumb.
I want one that dumb. But I still want to talk to one.
All he wanted was a Pepsi. Then he left me. Just one Pepsi.
Get those legs moving. Let's hurry it up.
Oh, he's an
old She returns to Anaheim all punk rock. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Oh, Ernie Hudson.
What about her? She was the whole point.
She's a robot.
She returns to Anaheim, all punk rock, and kind of, you know, you find your rabbit in a boiling pot.
Oh, I like to see this rope do catch magically.
Yeah, huh?
What a look.
That actually caught more realistic than I expected.
Even he didn't expect it. Boom! It's like a cartoon.
Death by Schnoo Schnoo.
That should happen at the end of fucking Hook. Like he's trying to catch Hook as he flies away.
What are we going to do now? You guys want some sandwiches?
Wow, she is dead. Useless.
Well, no sandwich for him.
That's funny.
There's a lot of weird clues people in this movie.
She's a robot. She doesn't eat. What the hell?
Pretty.
She is an idiot robot. Damn. She didn't seem that dumb in the beginning.
Well, this wraps it up for
them. And they fly off into the sunset making out.
Don't get it. It's out to end? Oh my god.
Wow.
That's how it ends.
Yeah.
With a kiss and a flyaway. Blue Blue Lawyer is like, okay. Okay, we actually figured out Blue Blue Lawyer is actually Lawrence Fishburg, not Larry Fishburg, as we saw.
Oh, wow.
Sly Ally Smith is the bartender. This has been Cherry 2000. Oh, my God. It's weird and ridiculous, and I still like watching this film.
I liked it more than I expected.
A little bit more boobage would be fine.
Oh, well, yeah.
I think there's other than the silhouette scene, I think there's one more. If you watch it on cable sometimes, you'll get like a little nip-slip version of it. Other than that, Molly Ringwald, which is not Molly Ringwald, I know it's not, is great in this. Sam Rockwell is great
Melanie
in this movie.
Melanie Griffith.
Sam Rockwell is great in this movie film, too.
That's her now.
Still pretty. Genuinely old-time Hollywood pretty.
Not as cute at all.
She's like, okay, yes, it's been 30 years, Steve. 30. Okay, 28 years.
She looks nowhere near... Like am here, I'm sorry.
Am I doing math right? Three.
What?
Yeah, it's 16.
88.
Six, 28 years. 20 years. Yeah.
2016.
20 years.
So,
28 years. 30 oh, minus eight? 2. 30 minus
yeah,
2. 28.
She did not age gracefully in 28
oh,
years.
Oh, I don't think she. 1957, she's fucking over 70 years old.
She's had work done.
She's not over 70 years old. She's 60 years old.
Yeah.
Women age, okay? They're all solidified forever. Oh, they actually are solidified forever in their beauty and youth.
I don't know. If she could have, stayed, you know, that way,
it was her problem.
It is. It's totally her.
You know what? This has been ripped in half for one star films.
She was,
anything
she was,
we're gonna add to this?
Then.
Oh, we're gonna add a little commentary about things about stuff about this film. Hey, Donald Ortiz. That's my white.
We're done.
That's my white cousin. My last name is Donald.
Melanie Griffith was hot back then.
That's your personal opinion. It's not the opinion of the fucking film.
I'm just saying she was hot back then. Let's see David Andrews now. That's David Andrews now. See, he aged gracefully. Yeah, he looks really good.
I think it's more of a how women age and men age this type of scenario.
Oh, he was the general dad in Terminator 3. Okay.
He was in Fight Club? Who was he in Fight Club?
Thomas.
Who's Thomas?
I have no idea. Anywho, so Cherry 2000, not as bad as I expected.
You really expect it to be bad?
I did.
I picked this film.
It was 88. Yeah, you picked the film. That's all the more reason I expect it to be bad.
88 has weird films that are actually really good.
And this fits right in there.
It fits in there. And again, I feel there's a lot of movies that came out in 88 that are actually really strange that surprisingly did well. Like, they don't do bad, horrible. Like, they probably didn't make a lot of people money at the time. They probably did terrible movie-wise. But over time, they have cult followings, I guess.
Yeah.
And a lot of those weird films, I think, came out of those years. And it's Twilight's the 80s, because after that, anything after like 89, 90, 91 were 80s.
Well, so you probably couldn't have a movie like this now.
Oh.
This is back when, you know, not only studios did they take risks, but they had fun with films. You could tell throughout the movie there was some fun in there, the filming, the writing and everything.
It's a ridiculous idea. Like, they said, like, let's make this a true idea, but...
Yeah, now it's how do we make a big blockbuster to make a shit ton of film money? We're gonna have to blow a budget on something like this. We need the biggest return. How do we do
let's
that?
Let's put more money in than our company is worth.
We need big names. Give me Tom Cruise. No,
I was like, let's put more money in than our company is actually worth into a film with combination of production and marketing. So let's put a movie that that's gonna cost
who's hot and popular amongst young people today?
$175 million. We're going to put another $175 million in marketing and another $100 million in outside marketing and hope it makes back three times as much than we expect to.
Yeah.
Regardless of listening to anyone else, we'll make the movie. We'll write it up in 6 weeks.
Yeah, again, this was done back when movies were fun.
And weird. And like allowed to be weird.
This was filmed back in 85.
Yes, they had some weird thing where it's supposed to be coming out in 85. Filmed in 85 is supposed to come out in 86.
Okay, here's a fun trivia for you. Filmed in 85, slated for release in 86 by Orion in the United States. Due to reasons unknown, this never materialized, and the film was released in Europe instead. The film would make its American debut in late 88 on Orion Home Video, capitalizing on the buzz surrounding star Melanie Griffith and her upcoming film Working Girl, for which she received an Oscar. Several years later, Griffith said that Cherry 2000 is her least favorite film, but also acknowledges that the film enjoyed some cult status on cable.
That's how I like it.
Yeah.
And it's weird. Like, it makes sense, though, because a lot of times, after a big budget film, especially around the Oscar time, here's what happens. Usually, while the big actor in that film is fucking getting all kinds of glorious shit, at the same time, they also simultaneously, like, shortly after, release a shitty film with that person's name on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, you remember that movie, what's that movie where he's a bike messenger? Or Joseph Gordon-Levitt is a bike messenger?
Oh, yeah.
Right after, what was that? Was it Batman?
I think so.
I don't know. Was it a better movie he was in? Besides Batman? Like a more thing?
Or the time... Looper.
Or Looper. It might have been Looper. Right, right after the sixth of Looper, they just randomly released, like, the timing, just released that movie of fucking...
Yeah.
Him with that delivery guy. Which didn't do as well. But they actually knew, like, it seems like they knew it was not as good a movie, but just to try to bank on the success of the actor, release it at the same time. And, like, this is probably what they're trying to do with this film.
Yeah, because Joseph Gordon-Levitt had, like, this weird brief, like, block of fame, just, like, real quick, like.
I think he's a good actor, and I actually like him. No, I've always liked him.
He is good, but
since Third Rock.
No, 30 Rock. Yeah, 30 Rock from the center.
I still like 30 Rock. I know it's 30 Rock. It's 30 Rock. He should have been in 30 Rock as well.
No, he
this is the joke should have been in 30 Rock.
Yeah, he is a good actor. But it just seemed like he's never really taken off. And he just should. Had a real brief block of success.
He should. And I think he's a fucking good actor. I like him in Comedy Bang Bang, too, when he pulled a gun and it's like, listen to fucking my show. You pulled a gun on fucking Scott Aukerman.
He does indie, a lot of indie stuff. I know.
Well, he has a lot of stuff. And he did that Burning Man documentary. Because his brother was like some fucking super cool DJ from Burning Man. He died.
I didn't know.
And he did, based off the videotapes that of his brother, like people filmed, he made a documentary of him.
I didn't know that. Another trivia
that's
for
probably
you.
Kevin Costner. Sort of messed up, but it's very kind of accurate. As far as I can say, I'm drunk.
Kevin Costner was offered a role in this film, but dropped out as he already committed to making Silverado.
Silverado. The SUV I used to own back in fucking 81.
Yeah. So, again, yeah, Cherry 2000, not as bad as I expected it to be. You know, it's very much, again, it's like a fun 80s film. It's definitely 80s.
But it's 80s, it's fun. It's strange as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
And
you know what makes it strange? You know what makes it strange is the wardrobe.
I
kind of
still wish we had more people in this film to make it like as good as it should be. It should be a bad movie night with a bunch of people.
But it's hard to make a bad movie because it was actually decent.
It's decent, but like, if you had enough people in here, you'd all have a good time, though.
Well, IMDb, out of almost 7,000 people, gives it a rating of 5.4 out of 10.
Any weird facts on this?
That's what the trivia was. And
that's what the trivia was? Okay.
Not a whole lot of, like,
Are
weird
goofs?
Facts.
How about goofs?
No, you want goofs, huh?
I don't want that first goof. I read it. It's dumb.
Goofs. come on. When sliding down the water chute, Sam's suitcase opens and appears shut when they hit the lake at the bottom.
Yeah, I know that. I noticed that already. I didn't say anything.
When Sam first arrives at the Sky Ranch and sits down with Ginger at the pool, she is wearing a pink bandana. The next scene is completely disappeared off her head, and she is seen picking it up off the chair when she walks off.
He's really.
When working on the airplane, the propeller is off when looked from the front and on when looked from the rear. Okay.
Factual error.
The Aeronco Champ, with its 665 horsepower Continental engine, won't fit the spark plugs from the Mustang. Even adapting them would be an enormous stretch.
Of how she got the plane to work? Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, or something with the car, too.
Revealing mistakes. After Cherry 2000 short circuits, Sam has her lifeless body lying on the bed next to him. As she lies there, starting blankly ahead, the rise and fall of her chest can be... That's what you mentioned earlier in the film.
Uh-huh.
Well, there you go, Steve. It's justified.
Yep.
Justified in USA.
I like how the goof item below may give away important plot points. What, that she short circuits?
That she's not a robot? Is that what's trying to to specify before this?
Well, I guess E. Johnson drives a classic 64 and a half Mustang until the car is picked up by the magnet when it magically turns to a less classic 66 Mustang.
Okay, then you are a car nerd. Fuck you. Fuck you, car nerd.
I know.
Fuck out of here, Eric the car guy. Get the fuck out of here. What's that? Scotty Kilmer.
I really have nothing else to add on that.
I don't have anything to add on that. That's just me doing YouTube other jokes from repair guys.
Other than Melanie
Griffith. Those are YouTube jokes from repair guys.
Melanie Griffith.
And I like you guys. I just joke on you. Fuck you guys. I like you helped myself a lot of times preparing cars. Fuck you, Scott Kilmer.
So, out of 5 stars, what would you rate this, sir?
I will watch this again. I'll at least make it 3.5. 4. 4 is fine.
I don't know if I'd go 4, but I'd give it a good 3.5.
No, I'll go with you. I'll go 3.5.
Yeah.
Because I enjoy watching this terrible film.
Yeah. And you know what? I will say it would fall into the category of a terrible film. It's, you know, from the 80s and that. It's just one of those low budget kind of
cheeseball ridiculous. Cheese ball, film ridiculous.
And yet it's fun and you really can't hate on it.
I think
you can't.
It's more of an individual person film that, like, I don't think you'd ever get a group of people to watch this film. Unless
it'd be hard.
You'd only get a group of people who individually know this film.
Yeah, because like you've mentioned this movie numerous times, and I dread to watch it. I didn't care to watch it.
Yeah, but even if I showed you the trailer, you wouldn't be on board.
No, I wasn't on board with the trailer. And
if I got a group of more than three,
like
four people.
Shortly after it started, I was actually on board. That's good.
So that's how it is. That's fucking ripped in half. 1-star films.
Yeah.
I'm your host, Steve.
I'm the hostess with the mostest.
With the most.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm Steve.
So there we go. Next time. Ryan was here, but he left like...
He was here to kind of mumble briefly while high. He didn't have anything for the film.
Mm-hmm.
He was lost in his whatever.
No, he's writing lyrics in his fucking
stoner
notepad.
Stoner teenager.
He's writing stoner lyrics.
He's trying to write rap.
Yeah. You know what you need for rap? A vocabulary.
Yeah.
That's my number one rule.
Oh, you do need a vocabulary, yes.
Knowledge of history?
I've read some of his stuff, and it's
no, those are two things I think any person who likes rap needs to know two things. Vocabulary and a history. A history of the world or rap in general. History of rap. It helps
aside
you.
From having a vocabulary, it helps to have a thesaurus.
Well, if you need one of your vocabulary.
Anyways, back to the show at hand. Cherry 2000.
Enough intelligence to make a metaphor?
So between two of us, it gets an average 3.5 stars.
Yeah.
Good, decent, good, bad 80s film. So check it out. So this has been 1-Star Films on Ripped in Half.
All right. See you good night.
Well, see you guys next time.
Hopefully this plays all the way through. That's the regular after, right?
Watch this.
Ripped in Half. The Joker and the Devil. Lower him several. I'm lowering my level. Ripped in Half. The Joker and the Devil.
Way this fucker can't fucking clean your ashtray and leave the money there.